Keep your radio dial right here. You're locked into the hottest news station on the planet. High 702.5 in FM sound. Blazing today's hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Keeping your radio on fire. Bringing you the hottest, realest, riskiest talk shows. Ooh. Live 24-7. Live. On high702.5fm.com.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Big Shook, host of the Undrafted Outlaws Sports Show. Man, listen, if you want some real down south, Louisiana-style Cajun food, you need to go check out DB's Cajun Kitchen. Yo, they got lobster and grits, seafood boils, signature fries, signature po' boys, signature egg rolls, and dessert. Oh, and my favorite, them gumbo tacos. Yo, they open from 11 to 8, Wednesday to Monday, 7 to 5:30 on Sunday. Located in North Las Vegas at 4343 North Rancho Drive. They even have to-go orders and catering. Hit them up, 725-780-1850, or go to the website, dbcajunkitchen.com. So, yo, don't just tell your friends about me. Tell them about DB's Cajun Kitchen.
Tomorrow, man,
what it do?
West Side. I can't hear me.
Turn my headphones up.
Turn me up. Turn the mic. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Turn my headphones up.
West Side Connection in this bitch.
What up, everybody?
What up? Let me get this ransom on.
I'm driving up in this bitch.
I don't know about this ransom. Peaches and herb. Peaches and herb. Shout out to my sister, Kaiser. She's going to say some shit. She gonna say what she feel, and I like it. A lot of y'all don't like it, but I like a real motherfucker. Shout out to my cousin Mitt Romney too. He do the same shit.
She like, yeah, nigga, you short. Jump up and punch her.
Shout out to Kaija Morris. Rest in peace to my brother. He passed away 18 years ago, 2 days ago. Real nigga. You know what? I'm gonna play your music, brother. Fuck that shit.
Play that.
Forgot.
There's a bomb. Huh? Oh. I apologize.
Turn that shit up. Can you hear me? Can you hear the music, I mean?
What's up, sir?
No. Yeah. No.
About to take it worldwide. My nigga Knox Prime.
Welcome, everybody.
Your deal, nigga.
It'll be alright whenever I light it up. A certain amount of niggas, concerning amount of niggas, can hurt in them triggers I get. I roll through town, Glock 9, hope you back home. Back down, sparch them, if it's problems, we get it over easy like eggs in the morning. I lay them. Do Mecca, do Texas, you might be tragic. My big old sound, niggas mad, I'm in the X. All they see is her face go. Ice is rocking, free ice, brick dropping, nigga.
Oh, two devils.
War was calling. Now I'm a falling. Tell her knees, please, not my baby. Cause you know she had to.
Fuck no.
Smoke 90, black purple, making me high like Kobe Bryant in 96. I ain't worried about Kobe. Here, take the ice cream, hit the trips, get them quick.
Stop the party.
I'm ejecting flames. You watch him catch bullets from the Colt like Reggie Wayne.
What up, everybody in the chat?
In this bitch mouth.
What up, y'all?
Kill Noah.
I feel like a winner. Fuck losers.
See if the lights want them niggas come
to the west side.
Big Wolf. Beyond cheating reach.
Tell a wolf, we're not gonna get wolf. Everybody hates a winner.
T-shirt.
Niggas who teams in the NBA watching the dinner hate a winner.
You gonna need a chopper.
What up, everybody?
Tin and lead,
infrared on the clock. Infrared on the clock. Even Knox, D Rocks, IQI.
Welcome, everybody. You're tuned in to the Undrafted All Thoughts Sports Show. I'm your host. I am Big Sugar, aka Sugar Dolce, the great, aka Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me. I'm sitting here chilling in the hooch
with Q Mecca, 2 Tex up. You know, tragic gonna hold you down.
Yo, what up? C4Nate from the 618. Let's be great and start this debate.
Let's start this fucking debate.
Get this background music on.
We have the Super Bowl team set, everybody. This San Francisco 49ers and that Kansas City Chiefs. It's a Super Bowl rematch.
Hey, it was going to be a rematch anyway, because if Baltimore would have won, we would have still been playing them whole ass niggas too.
What Super Bowl was that y'all in together?
2013.
No.
Oh, 19?
Yeah.
1920.
So good morning, 50, everybody.
54, 55, something like that.
55, 55.
what up, y'all?
You know the Chiefs is bringing Mahomes and Kelce and all the Swifties all over America.
Fuck the Swifties. We better beat the ass. San Francisco
bringing probably the best ever, Mr. Irrelevant? Ever? Right?
Probably. Hey, we bringing the win. Last time we lost to the Chiefs, Jimmy G was the quarterback. You know he couldn't make the throw. Hey, you know he couldn't make the throw when
Jimmy
he needed
G
to.
Jr. is quarterbacking now.
Oh, you got it.
No, I'm talking about pretty good, but I don't think he elite, but he's good.
No one can say he's elite. To be elite, you got to be doing this shit for years and years.
Exactly.
He ain't done that. But he's quality. He's good.
He's great.
No, I don't think he's great. You got to be great. You got to be
pretty
too.
Good. He got a good squad.
I said it when he first started.
You did say you liked them in
Iowa State.
You did say that. Nah, I'll give you props for that. Yeah. But that got to translate to the NFL. And
but it's translating now.
True.
Because it was nothing but hate coming from Brock Purdy.
All the commentators and all of that. Can he do it? He's the weakest link of the 49ers. Blah, blah, blah. This, that, and the third. And they got down big in Detroit. And he made the comeback. He started the comeback. You can't. What can you say bad about him now? Ain't nothing you can say bad about him now because this ain't the first time that he's had to come back.
Absolutely.
It's the first time he had to come back from that far.
Right.
True.
Since we are on the subject of the comeback, let's talk about their comeback on the Lions, who had a 17-point lead on the San Francisco 49ers. They ran the ball through and out there. They scored 3 rushing touchdowns in the first half and got, 7 more points in the second half?
Yep. Stop running the ball.
They stopped. It seems like they stopped doing what was helping them win. Absolutely. But I think the coach got after dude fumble because that was his first fumble. I think that was Jameer.
Second of the season.
Second.
So only one in the regular season.
Right. So it's his second fumble of the season, and that was a big momentum changer. And then it seemed like after that he was pressing. Like
you put the ball in Jared Goff's hand,
which I ain't mad at that because Jared Goff was balling too.
You up 17 though,
but. They still should have stuck with their running.
The Atlanta Falcon shut down.
Yeah, and Nams, our coach, was the offensive coordinator. At that time, he tried to throw the ball. For some reason, it seems like the NFL has we want the quarterback to shine.
Be the star.
All the time, no matter what. We ain't giving no MVPs to nobody but quarterbacks. Yeah, we ain't giving Super Bowl MVPs to nobody but quarterbacks. We only giving all the things that matter to quarterbacks, so we going to make them the star.
If I could blow a team out by 21 and my quarterback only has 17 passing yards, I don't give a damn.
Yes, that's a fact.
Because the object is to win the game. And what's working, you don't change what's working.
I agree with that. But that tells you that it ain't really just about winning. It's about the way they want you to win with the quarterback being the star.
Yeah.
Which means that's not meritocracy. That's trash. That's like everything else in America.
Right. Let's go back to the Seattle.
It's trash.
The Patriots got the Super Bowl. Marshawn Lynch, everybody still said Marshawn Lynch got the ball.
Yep.
But you want to get Russell Wilson the star.
All 4 downs.
Just win the game, bro. Just like, keep going. The Broncos against Cam Newton. They would try their best to get Peyton a touchdown. But they couldn't, so they had to get Devon. When he the one that stopped Cam.
Right.
Yep.
Cam was unstoppable that year.
Yep.
Try to get the Peyton. Shout out, Von Miller.
So, I think that you go look at the 85 Bears when they won the Super Bowl, Walter Payton had 43 rushes, I think, and Jim McMahon, who was their quarterback, had like 11 passes. And they won that shit by a lot. They beat the shit out of somebody else.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have your quarterback be the star, especially if you up.
Exactly.
If you up, you don't need to throw the ball like that.
You ain't got to throw the ball at all, really.
But I'm saying that from my perspective. As I look, I'm judging
from
their
coach
off
of
his history and his record. His record has been he did what he do. I'm not mad at that about him. I think that shows that most people change up when they get in situations.
I'm mad.
That lets you know that people ain't really who they say they are. But he was who he said he was, and he wasn't apologetic for it. And when they asked the quarterback about it, he said, "Hey, yeah, give us the ball. We want that for him.
That's how we've been. I get that. You gotta have your coach back. I differ from that.
But he fucked up.
I understand. It's a regular season. I get it. And it's teams you can do that against. You are on the road in the NFC Championship against the San Francisco 49ers, who dog walk people. Yeah. And you up 17 points? Well, 14 points. And you don't kick that field goal.
Can't leave points off the board.
You can't leave points off the board, I guess, especially on the road. I don't care if it's a regular season. It's on the road.
That's a fact.
That don't matter. You are who you are wherever you are at.
I think you're speaking from a 49ers fan, but I get you. No, but I'm just, hold up. Let me finish this, please. If he had kicked the field goal, you're down three scores now. That changes y'all whole playbook.
Yeah. You talking from like he was going, I absolutely make the field goal. No.
I get what you're saying.
No, you're not.
No, even if you miss.
Then you miss. If you miss, you miss.
But show your team you're trying to win.
But see, that's where we differ. You think it's a 49er for sure. No, it ain't. He showed his team he was trying to win by trying to go up a touchdown. That's what he said. And that's what he's been doing all year. So it ain't a 49er perspective. That's him. He said it himself. You listen what he said after the game.
Do people cover up shit, Q?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But that's true if you look at his record and you see that's what he's done.
He has never been to the playoffs.
That ain't the point.
Yes, it is. Because it's different football in the playoffs. The teams are better, bro.
It's the same thing. You are what you got there for. How did he get there? By doing what he do, right? Right or wrong?
Kicking field goals.
No, that's not how he got this. He did that against y'all.
That's why he lost. Exactly.
But so then you trying to act like he did something different. He did what he always do.
You learn from the mistakes,
man,
bro.
You are who you are. I disagree with y'all. Y'all can say what you want. Okay. It's easy afterwards to say what somebody should have did.
Right. Cool. Now, we were saying that during the game.
So what? You're not supposed to. Right. Like he said, and if he would have missed it, field goal, you'd have been like, oh, well, it's a kicker fault.
No, you're showing your players, I'm trying to help y'all win. I'm putting y'all in a position to win.
That's how you taking it. That's not how the players took it.
Okay.
The players said that's what he been
going home because he did some dumb shit.
No, y'all was at home watching. The players was there. They took it as
you was at home watching too, bro.
Let him finish.
They took it as we are backing our coach on what he's been doing all year. If y'all watched the Lions all year, that's what he did.
We watched
the Lions. He came into the Lions, that's how he was when he was 3-13. The same way he was from 3-13, he went to last year 9-7, 8-7,
yes.
And then this year, whatever the record was, he's been that guy. Y'all just mad because y'all know better than the coach after in retrospect.
And all that thing about being mad. Go ahead.
The only one mad is you because you're the one up there getting all fired up.
Well, I'm
not even mad.
But what I'm saying
is you don't leave points on the board. And that
sounds good.
It don't sound good. That is good because that's the reality of it. Most games in football are lost by a few points. Field goals make a difference.
A few plays.
It's a few plays, first of all.
And a few points, too, because if you lose by three, guess what? That's a few points.
I understand you. I get what you're coming from. I'm not saying, yes, I do, fool.
I'm trying
to tell you. He's done it all year.
So then he was.
The situation is different now.
You can't change who you are, bro. That sounds crazy to me. You change who you are because of the situation. That means you ain't who you say you are.
You ain't trying to win the game then.
No, he was trying to win.
No, he wasn't trying to time out.
We disagree.
I can disagree and be cool with that.
It was two plays that the receiver dropped the ball, and it wouldn't even been an issue if he wouldn't have caught the ball.
True.
So it wasn't that he made the bad play.
Field goals either.
Were those fourth downs or third downs?
Third down.
Right. Then he had a chance to kick the field goal after that.
Right.
No, one of them was fourth. As a matter of fact, both of them was fourth.
That's what I'm trying to – they were.
So he dropped the ball, and it would have been a first down.
And the other one? And the other one was what?
Fourth down, too.
And they dropped the ball again.
No, they tried to run it. They tried to run that shit.
And they stopped.
Yeah, we stopped them, yeah.
Okay, when they ran the ball, where were they at?
On, like, the one or some shit like that.
Kick the field goal.
They were on a one.
Kick the ball.
That's easy to say. Y'all,
it is. You down three scores.
We going in circles, so we can agree to disagree. I disagree with y'all.
I'm saying he
did what he did. Now, if he was a field goal kicker from the rest, okay, man, cool. He did what he did, and he didn't apologize for it, and I respect that. Y'all,
because he was like
Monday. If his receiver would have caught the ball and they would have got the ball on that first down on the goal line, we would have lost.
But
he still would have did what he did. He was a genius.
Oh,
if the play go his way, he would have been a genius. I know, because you can always judge it afterwards.
Same thing in the Cowboy game.
You can judge it afterwards. But he took the L and was cool with it.
And he did it again.
And that makes him who he is. That's my point. What's your point? He should change who he is?
Change who you make, push your team in position to win.
Put your team in the position.
Team Short ain't never won anything.
So what? Y'all ain't won shit either.
Neither have y'all.
My God.
Neither have y'all, nigga. What if y'all won? What if y'all won?
Not born.
When's the last time y'all won? Exactly. Shut up.
We're not going to go there right now.
Y'all ain't done this since y'all kids was not.
And you, and you, and you going.
Your kids wasn't born.
And you going and lost. You going to lose and does what?
Better than y'all. What y'all do?
What does that mean?
What do y'all do?
Second
place?
How
you talking about a nigga that's
better than you? You okay with second place?
How you talking about a nigga that's better than you?
You lost. You didn't win.
Why would a nigga that's better than you talk? We don't listen to losers. We listen to ourselves. We've been in the Super Bowl.
We don't move to the next game.
3 times, as a matter of fact, in 10 years.
And lost them all.
Chill out.
And y'all been how many in 10 years?
Nigga.
Same amount y'all.
No, y'all haven't. None. 20 years. None. 30 years. None. We ain't the same.
Lost. Still.
Come on, man. Nigga, we can argue.
Chiefs, Ravens. No, we gonna do this whole show.
I know, but y'all niggas.
Chiefs, Ravens.
The Chiefs won because Patrick Mahomes that nigga. And we finna beat that nigga.
C4.
I don't know.
Y'all off the chain there.
You watching.
Patrick Mahomes, that
should
nigga.
Should the 49ers win it? Probably.
And Lamar
but Jackson. Most likely.
He said Chiefs Ravens,
right?
They want
the Swifties. They want the Swifties.
Chiefs played the Ravens.
Joe Montana or Tom Brady. He's not that. He's supposed to be running. He's supposed to, he ain't supposed to drop back to pass 82% of the time.
That coaching?
Run the ball. Six. That's coaching. That's coach.
I agree with that.
That ain't Lamar Jackson's fault. That ain't the running back.
I agree with that.
They gave the ball to running back 6 times. 6 times, bro. I mean, he was right there passing.
16 total rushes the whole game.
And he had, I mean, 10 of them. He had 8. Yeah, that's bad coaching. Or not bad coaching.
Hey, even the leading rusher, 854.
Yeah, that's bad game playing.
So it's like, what, Gus had 3, and 2 receivers had some stupid shit. 2 receivers.
Oh, yeah, they did a reverse.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Flowers. And he fumbled the ball.
Yeah.
That was a big play, fumbling that ball into the end zone like that.
Super big. And the rule is crazy.
And the taunting rule.
Oh, yeah. He
but he had 5 catches for 115 and a touchdown. Flowers.
Yeah, he was balling.
He the only one that did something, actually. Aguilar had 1 for 39.
That's true.
Hill had 4 for 34. OJ. Odell Beckham, 3 for 22. Everybody else had 1.
Andrew had nothing.
2 for 15.
Oh, yeah. He was hurt still.
Yeah.
He was hurt, but he came in the play.
They didn't even look towards
him. Let's go to the
other side. Game planning on the offense coordinator and head coach. What was that game plan?
The Chiefs.
Have Lamar Jackson throw the ball a bunch of times.
The Chiefs ran 73 plays. 73 fucking plays.
Time of possession was like unbelievable, too.
Time of possession. 37 to 22.
That's a big difference. That's 15 minutes more for the whole quarter.
32 rushes to 16. Lamar got sacked 4 times. They had 8 penalties for 95 yards. And 81 rush yards. 57 plays, 81 rush yards. 3 for 11 on third. 8 for 18 for the damn Chiefs. Damn. 22 first down to 16. 17. The motherfucking 10.
I think that was
coaching. Let's go to the other side of football. Even though he was throwing a lot of his passes behind the line, real quick passes in the beginning, I think that opened up the Ravens defense. Kelce caught every pass, 11 for 116 for 1 touchdown. He caught 11 of them, bitch, all of them. Bryce, 8 for 46. Valdez Scantling finally caught the ball. Shit. Pacheco, 4 for 14. All he was first downs. And he ran for 68 and a touch. Yep. 24 carries.
They gave him the ball.
Yeah.
Baltimore's defense is the truth. They stopped him.
73 plays?
Second half.
No, I'm saying. If you're on the field with 73 snaps,
yeah,
you going to lose. Shit.
And them niggas tackle. And they come up, they look good. If they keep that defense and get their minds right on offense, Baltimore going to be good. They should have Lamar. In the playoffs, Lamar should have been like, listen, we saved your health for this time. Now you got to go all out.
Thank you. I'd rather you get hurt trying to win a game.
Trying to win a playoff
game. Especially the AFC Championship game.
Right. Even though if you get hurt, you're going to lose the Super Bowl. But
you, at least you're in the Super Bowl. I got you there.
I feel you on that. That was bad coach. That was bad coach game plan.
That's that young coach, offense coordinator from Georgia.
Look, the head coaches, a veteran, probably the most tenured coach outside of the Steelers.
Who that? Harbaugh? Oh, yeah. No, he's not calling the plays, though.
Right. But he ain't trusted.
Mark ain't calling the plays.
Listen, I know what you're saying, but I'm the head coach. I got an overall agree to this game.
It's been working all year. It just, again, the teams are different in the championship games. And Kansas City, we ain't see them play like this in the regular season at all.
At all.
They are catching the ball now. Remember I told you my boy from Detroit said that? He's like, hey, once they start catching the ball, you probably gonna be able to fuck with the Chiefs. Now they catching the ball. 11 for 11 for Kelsey. I mean, remember having wide open drops.
That's more yards he had like in the last four games.
Yes. Now, he like tied for the most touchdowns tight end some shit right now? Mm-hmm. In the playoffs.
He tied for the most touchdowns?
I think so.
Him and Patrick Mahomes, they have the most touchdowns.
As a duo.
In the
playoffs, right?
Yeah.
But I think he one or two behind.
Yeah.
He might
can't
be
remember.
The greatest of all time.
Yeah, look it up. Yeah. In a couple of years, remember after this game?
Yeah.
He catch two.
He might be the greatest of all time. But I'm looking up this stat.
Give me something.
I want to see what. No. I want to see, did the Ravens play like that against the Texans? That's what I want to see. How much did they run against the Texans? Because that means, Lamar Jackson had 100 yards.
Right.
And two touchdowns.
Right. He did everything.
Hill had, so listen, this how many carries they had against the Ravens. I mean, against the Texans. And this is what I'm saying. He switched up what he did. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about the offensive coordinator.
Right. I'm agreeing with you on that, on the switch up part.
They
switched up the whole game.
Yes.
I'm just saying Dan Campbell switched up that one time and kicked that. That's it.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
That's all I'm saying.
I hear what you're saying. I think what you're saying makes sense in retrospect.
At the time.
I think if them niggas would have caught the first down,
oh, yeah, different.
Then it would have been a different story. So it's always easy to judge something after the results. In the moment, though, it's like, oh, this is the coach. We believe in them. We believe in our offense better than our defense, and we're going to go to the offense. That's what he said.
I get that.
You put the ball in the best team as far as special teams, offense, defense hand that you think got it. So I think last year in the playoffs, remember Green Bay, they was on a goal line. It was like fourth and two. He decided not to get the ball to Aaron Rodgers and put the ball in Aaron Rodgers' hands, and they lost that shit.
Right.
I think you always put the ball in your best players or team, in which, when Detroit's case, it's their offense.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back one game when y'all played the Green Bay Packers this year.
Mm-hmm.
That first drive, Jordan Love was on the what, two?
Mm-hmm.
Went for fourth down, didn't get it.
Yeah.
Kick the field goal.
Makes a difference.
Oh, see, but – I understand what you're saying. I just
it's a playoffs.
I just don't agree. I think the playoffs is like, yo, it's win or go home. We gotta try to win.
You ain't it ain't a regular season.
The regular season.
The point matter in the playoffs, bro.
The regular season, you can gamble and do all the things, but then sometimes it's just better to go with the safer play in the playoffs.
I
get what you're saying.
There's a time for both. There's a time when you gamble. There's a time when you go for the safe play. But if you're up and you're making points and you're definitely having a hard time scoring in the second half, you should not leave any points off the board because you're already showing that you're having a hard time scoring.
I understand what y'all saying. I just think that if the plays that he called would have meant that the nigga would have called the ball, or
absolutely,
it would have been different talk.
Oh, absolutely.
He did what he always do, and it worked. Instead of, oh, switch it up.
No,
and that's why I don't like that statement. I don't like the statement of knowing the results afterwards. And
I agree to both sides. If he had made it, it's a new game. If he didn't, keep the field goal, it's still a new game. But if you miss it, you showing Detroit. Fuck the Lions. Detroit. Okay, this nigga is really trying to win.
That's true.
That's all I'm saying.
I hear what you're saying. I just look at it.
I agree both sides.
I think he was trying to win the way he was going about
it. I get it. He won't because he got big owners.
Hey, I like
big owners. Win the game, all
right. Eminem was wild. He was slipping off niggas. And then he was holding his head like he had his head on the steering wheel. Like
his head was somewhere from his body.
Say him. You done fucked up.
You got to talk about Taylor Swift, man. She done generated the NFL $331 million equivalent to the brand value of the NFL. And the Chiefs. Are you talking about her shit don't matter?
Shit, they're not going to let them lose that game.
Hey.
This is what somebody told me, what you just said. If they do, they still coming back because she's still dating Kelsey.
Right.
She's still dating Kelsey. If they lose.
Or if they lose and she leave that nigga and go with Kelsey. Hey, you lost, nigga. I'm going to another white boy with the
boy, go put your bomb on, boy.
Man, we don't know about this shit. We kissed our top 10 little couple of our games.
God damn.
She bringing all the Swifties.
Wouldn't that be fucked up though?
331 million, bro. She got more money than goddamn Michelle Obama.
No way, bro.
Now, Kittle wife look better than Taylor Swift.
Too. You stupid.
She ain't richer, though.
She is not richer.
So that means she's probably less bossier. Hey.
Moving on.
Women with money think they run shit.
We had a subject.
Look at Boss Lady.
Hey, don't come here with that.
Me with that cowboy. Which is the Raiders. You can tell by your scarf, you bougie.
The Raiders were trying to sign Kip Kingsbury. Now he just backed out this morning.
Yeah, man. They didn't say why either.
I know why.
Why?
Go ahead.
Because he said, fuck this shit. Y'all trash.
Let me tell you what my homeboy said in my group chat. He said, it's too much coke and hoes in Las Vegas.
You can't control these dudes.
I said, damn, that's fucked up. Coke and hoes is a good time. Don't hate on that. Well, I never had coke.
Me either. Look at me, fuck.
Me either.
Even more stuff.
Take it away.
Fuck you, Cliff Kingsbury. We represent Las Vegas.
Actually, I think he would have been a good OC for them.
I do too.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I'm talking shit.
I don't know if it's the money. I don't know if it's Tom Brady. I don't know what it is.
Tom Brady.
Oh, maybe it's the coach. Maybe it's the head coach. No.
Oh, could be.
He used to be a head coach.
Yeah.
So I guess it's hard to go backward and take orders from somebody, you know, I guess in a way.
Yeah, but nigga, you ain't working now.
But
I ain't trying to take no orders from a brother, man.
Kingsbury think he wanted them one. Really? He think he'd get another head coaching job. Well, even though ain't one of them now.
Even though they ain't.
I think he'll probably wait because somebody don't get fired. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. I understand, but to me.
I won't know why like you. I won't know why.
But listen to what I'm saying. Now, this is the alternative to what you're saying.
Go ahead.
That could be true. You get this OC job, you do good. Now head coach job don't fall in your lap.
You got some mess on your resume. Gotcha.
Yeah. So maybe if it's hate for Antonio Pierce or his don't want to be a subordinate to somebody.
Why would you want to go to the Raiders right now? With what they got?
Right.
All they need is a quarterback.
Devontae? You ain't never had Devontae on your team.
Right. He was in Arizona losing. Is he the one who had Kyler Murray or was it
the? It was him. Oh, he wanted to draft Kyler Murray. They was like, 10-0 at one point?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go to playoffs? I mean, they went, but they didn't do nothing.
Yeah, they lost. He played.
He backed out. I don't know why, though, but all the coaching jobs are taken.
I know. That's crazy. All the coaches got filled, and Eric Bieniemy
and Bill Belichick is still sitting out there waiting in the water.
Very Vrabel. What's his name? Vrabel.
Two New England cats still sitting out there.
Hey, you New England coaches, fuck y'all.
Speaking
y'all
of coaches, the Washington Comstains, Commanders, is it Commander? Commanders.
Commanders. It's Comstain. That's right.
They got Dan Quinn as a head coach, Dallas Cowboys defense coordinator.
He's the head coach now?
He is the head coach of the Washington
Commanders.
I want to say Redskins.
Do you like that pick? Do you like it? Tell me what you think about that.
What about Bien?
I think it's
the offensive coordinator.
And then is he still?
He's still there. I don't know if he's gonna stay.
Okay, but we get to Dan Quinn. The enemy is sitting. He already sitting on your couch. He already got Washington stuff on his back.
Mm-hmm.
And you go outside and you get another coach.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel as the enemy?
You got to feel some type of way.
Yeah. You be enemy right now. How you feel?
As a human being, you feel like, hey, did nigga probably even get an interview? I'd be mad.
He got an interview.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, but then he didn't. He got to look at himself then. It's just like when your son call another nigga daddy, you can't be mad at the nigga. You got to go be a better daddy. So, what I'm saying is, he got to do better as his interviews. It's got to be his interviews because ain't nobody hired this nigga.
It got to be the interviews. It's definitely something about him. Remember when he first got to Washington and they were talking about they were practicing too hard, hitting something like that?
Yeah.
Maybe they got something to do with it. I don't know. But at the same time, Magic Johnson there.
And, right.
It's a whole new group of people. And he's sitting right there. Now, what he did at Kansas City, everybody like, think about this. You went to Washington. Y'all didn't do nothing. Mm-hmm. As your offensive coordinator, you got Patrick Mahomes. Oh, people are like, oh, it's easy because it's Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
You just showed your true self. Now you really ain't getting no job.
I don't like that, though.
I don't like it either, but I'm just bringing it right to the front.
What about Andy Reid before Patrick Mahomes? He didn't win shit.
He didn't, but he was like there. But then he got true coaches, too. You know what I'm saying?
True. Yeah. That's true.
But enemy by himself.
True.
Being under Andy Reid.
Yeah, that's true.
But he left to take the same position in Washington, and they didn't make it to the playoffs.
I feel you. But they had who's
so quarterback? So think about this. You as a GM, would you hire me? When I just showed you what I had, it was just Patrick Mahomes. Kind of what we saying, it was just Tom Brady over Belichick. Because now he's gone, he ain't won nothing. You just left Patrick Mahomes. You didn't get to the playoffs with a young team. And the Giants weren't doing nothing. When Daniel Jones got hurt, you can't get that third position. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I just don't like it because
you ain't
giving the black man the same leeway to build a team that was sorry when he got there.
Right.
Where's the surprise in it? There's no surprise.
He been turned down.
Be like, hold on. Who's the quarterback? Sam who? Sam Howell?
Yeah.
And who's our best all player?
And they McLaurin is probably the best player. They got rid of Chase and Sweat.
So we got rid of niggas, first of all.
And you want him to do better.
Yeah, you want me to be better. We got rid of better niggas, and then you still want me to be. So his arc, I see what you're saying. I can understand that perspective. I just think it's unfair, and especially when it's happening to a black coach, that's an unfair thing.
It's definitely unfair.
Time to really turn it around.
But sometimes you need.
Them off the shit harshly.
You know, you see some stuff, or you see a person, you're looking for a flaw in
them. Yeah, for sure. That's what happens.
You didn't even land up. Her breath must stink. She too fine or something like that.
Or, you know, she's here. Or toes ugly. Like, boomerang. Hey, try out to lay the shot.
It's like you looking for something. And I think that's what it is with him. I think that's probably the highest you're probably going to get, bro, offense coordinator. You might not get that now. But I hope you stay where you at.
Or go to the
Cowboys.
See?
Who's the offense coordinator? Oh, Mike McCarthy?
Actually, I don't even know who it is.
McCarthy run the whole offense.
Yeah, I think it's Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, they got an offense coordinator, but he don't do nothing.
Yeah, right.
So he get a free check. What the hell? He would have gave me that $250K.
Right. Be enemy. I feel bad for you, but my advice to you is like the nigga who son calls another nigga daddy. Go be a better father. Go work harder. Do better in your interview. Go do what they call mock interviews where you practice with somebody and they tell you what you
did wrong. Matter of fact, ask them what you did wrong.
Or that. Hey, what is it that I'm not doing and making y'all overlook me? And I'm here as in a part of the team, and then see what you got to do better. You can't get mad at the nigga that's your son calling daddy though, and fight him.
That's what niggas want. You gotta fight the first time. You didn't expect that.
You let my son call you daddy, nigga. Bah.
You call me by my real name. You call him daddy. Well, you terrible.
But yeah, fucked up. I would feel a certain way if I was him. What you said. I would feel a certain way, but then at the end of the day, you got to reflect on yourself and see what it is about you that's not getting you these jobs. No. But you still feel a certain way. Like, bitch ass niggas, how you just overlook me like that?
Now, he still got a job. That's for now.
That's true.
So I guess he's going to stay there. But Dan Quinn is the coach now, so we're going to switch to Dan Quinn being the head coach. We see what he did in Atlanta. We see what he did at Dallas in the playoffs.
He went to the Super Bowl with Atlanta, right?
Yeah, they come back. The epic comeback with the Patriots. He was the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
He was the head coach.
Was it his fault or the coordinator? Was it Kyle Shanahan?
Like, what you just say? Mm-hmm. You hear the plays. You can change it. You just said that, right?
I think at the end of the day, the head coach is going to have the responsibility. He got to say, hey, what are you doing passing the ball? No.
That run it, time nigga. When you up 7 trillion.
So, yeah, at the end of the day, it's head coaching. Even though the coordinator is going to have a blame, but the head coach, is you let it slide. Nigga.
At the end of the day, it's all on you.
Slide. Yeah.
Like right now, it's all, even though everybody's saying that, it's the defense.
Right.
It's facts.
And then, of course, you're going to blame Mike McCarthy because Mike McCarthy shouldn't know better. You are a defensive coach.
No, he ain't. He offensive coach.
Well, he do both. But he's more offensive, but he does do defense.
Well, he shouldn't.
So it's like you hear these plays being called down up in the box. You on the field watching these fools getting beat off the ball. And you ain't changing none of these plays or none of the personnel. So so I agree. Head coach get it too.
I know, but listen to what you're saying. Like, let's just break it down. We're gonna have a conversation. We ain't gonna yell and argue.
Go ahead.
This defense, y'all defense was ranked high this past
total.
Season. Right, that's what I mean. Total,
yeah.
But we
know that don't mean we're run.
Right, we knew what the weaknesses are. Right, that's what I'm about to say. Running on y'all was y'all weakness.
Right,
but at the and in the playoffs, you want him to change personnel of the defense that got us here. I don't think that's smart.
No, I agree with you, but I disagree with this. Remember how y'all said we were beating up tomato cans? These are tomato cans in the playoffs.
Right.
Well, we did say that, but y'all argued it. Y'all said
no, I didn't. I said no.
What y'all saying?
We were saying they were still winning. They were still winning. They were dragging them, but they were still winning until they ran to the good teams. And they got exposed.
Well, they beat a couple of good teams, too.
No. So they ran to y'all.
We and y'all.
Then you know, everybody then got the blueprint after that.
They just started getting beat, yeah.
All y'all do is keep hitting them in the mouth,
Yeah.
Because, you know, you think you're playing Jalen Hurts from last year.
Right.
But it's Jalen Hurts this year. And yeah, I think he played a lot injured. I think he just didn't want to say that.
Yeah.
I really think he was injured.
Right.
But you can't sit down when you just got paid. You don't want to be Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
You feel pressure.
Exactly. Hell yeah. So, he played.
Right.
He balled, but he just caught up with him.
Yeah, he's still had a lot of touchdowns. Shit.
Right.
They had a lot of rushing touchdowns. I was like, God damn. So, it's just, and they lost both coordinators. So, that hurt.
Yeah. They did. Both of them head coaches.
And both of them went to head coaches. So, that hurt. And I think when you go, usually the team that loses the Super Bowl don't even make the playoffs. The Rams won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They didn't make the playoffs the year before last, the year after they won.
Injuries.
Happened. And then people left. Von Miller, a bunch of people left. So
true.
They sold out to win the Super Bowl, and then they lost all those niggas that was on.
That's all.
Exactly.
Sell out.
Exactly. So you got to. So the problem.
You gonna take an L? Hey, at least you fucking won.
Exactly.
Right. Jerry.
This is the truth. Jerry should have got Derrick Henry, and he should try to go get Derrick Henry now. Still this year.
Whatever. Don't you like you in college?
If he don't do that, he just be talking about wanting to win. He don't really be wanting to win.
He sell it. He sell the shit out of it, bro.
Right.
Yeah, he just be talking. Because you supposed to go get Derrick Henry. If he available, and they talking about they looking for a trade, whatever they want.
They're saying he's been currently practicing at the Texas facility.
Right.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Dan, go back to Dan Quinn real quick. He going to watch now. Of course, he's just been at Dallas, right? But he's going to watch. I think Dallas got more star players, better players than Washington, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think Washington got a good roster. They just probably need a good coach.
Right.
I don't know about the quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Right. Somehow,
the running back, some cool.
Somehow, is not. I don't think he's going to be a bad quarterback.
He's not trash.
Are you winning? Is he a winning quarterback?
In y'all division? Probably not.
In the NFL, bro.
But you got to first beat the niggas in your division.
That's what I'm saying. Anybody in the division.
Well, our division is going to be hard for him because it's the Eagles and the Cowboys sitting right there.
That's what we're saying.
So do you go get a quarterback?
Yeah. Do you need a better quarterback?
Magic Johnson. Dan Quinn.
Brian, what's his nigga name? Russell Wilson? You think Russell Wilson would be a better option than...
I think Russell Wilson will go anywhere right now. Hell yeah. I think Russell Wilson go anywhere they're taking right now.
Right.
Especially the money right.
And Washington Raiders, got money. I'm just saying.
They have money.
The Raiders should be trying to
get...
But Sam Howell ain't going to cut it in y'all division against the teams and the niggas in y'all division.
Not even the Giants.
Yeah, so that's the problem. So that's why you need it. That's why, look, just keeping it honest, bro, any coach that we ever said was great was tied to a great quarterback.
Absolutely.
It ain't none of them that wasn't.
Oh, definitely a quarterback or a damn duo.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So, like Andy Reid right now.
Exactly. So,
And same with Bill Walsh, same with Bill Belichick, all of them.
Yep. So
any great quarterback, any great coach that was considered great had a great – your quarterback is the most important because he had a ball in his hands more than anybody else. Right. And he gets decision-making and what he does.
The most.
Exactly. So it's hard to judge other coaches that have Sam Howells and Daniel Joneses and
– what's your boy that went in for Tennessee?
The nigga for Tennessee. Tannehill.
Yeah. What's his name?
Tannehill.
No, he came in for Tannehill.
Levitt.
Now you got teams like I mean you putting them out there. Let's see what he can do. Let's see what they can do. Like how you put them out. Let's see what he can do. Mm-hmm. Really?
I mean, you got
this is why I sweat and what's and wanted to change and wanted to leave. This ain't no practice. Bro, I've been here a while. I'm trying to win.
But what's your alternative if you know if ain't no other quarterback on the market that you could get that's better?
Brissett was better than him, but I got the entire team Brissett.
I agree with that.
Right, but you put in Sam Howell.
Yeah, I feel you.
That's what I'm saying. You ain't trying to win.
Did they draft Sam Howell?
Yeah.
That's why.
Right.
This is politics in
right.
That.
Right. Absolutely.
Same thing we did with Trey.
Right.
We did the same thing. We just lucky. We got lucky, bro.
With
that Brock Purdy was good.
Right.
Because if he wasn't, them niggas might be fired.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Instead, they in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
So it's luck, too.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, the scout people and the GMs, they be guessing. They be wrong a lot, too.
That nigga went and got Trey Lance.
Yeah.
He went up to get him.
Yes.
And gave up a lot.
He didn't even go for Justin Fields.
I know. And that's what I'm saying. So,
and Trey Lance, the same player.
And Trey Lance ain't it. He might take that spot. And y'all going to be, then Sam Howell going to be better than y'all.
That about 60 million. What you talking
I know
about?
That going to stay. But I'm just saying. So, sometimes it's the crap shooting and it's luck, bro. Like, we be thinking these niggas be smart, but these niggas be lucky and guessing
too. Just like, what's your boy, Kuiper?
Yeah.
He still got y'all be wrong every motherfucking year. You call these niggas and you say, hey, who y'all picking? You still get it wrong.
It's on the 70s.
So I say that to say, sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you don't. A lot of first round, it's been a lot of first pick quarterbacks that bust. They've run over the last 20 years of them, and there's only Joe Burrow. Was Cam a bust?
No.
Cam Newton?
Yeah.
Cam went to Super Bowl and won an MVP. No.
They did it over the last 20, so Peyton Manning wasn't in it. But it was only a couple that wasn't. It was a lot of them that niggas ain't playing or they wasn't that good.
Right.
Ain't or they back up.
Peyton Manning was trash. I forgot the team was trash. But when he got good, they kept running to the New England. Mm-hmm. And some teams are like that. Some people, you just run to a wood chopper.
Yeah. Like y'all against Green Bay. Shit, Green Bay.
No matter who they got, we losing them.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Because I was like, yo, they ain't got Aaron Rodgers. They should win this one.
That's what everybody was saying.
Yeah.
Joe Lola, Aaron Rodgers.
He in New York getting kicked
y'all motherfucker.
So,
they moved up to get him.
Right.
And Aaron Rodgers got pissed.
The same thing in here up in him. Like, the table's turned.
You're getting Brett Favre, sir.
Yeah. Same shit. It happens. That's the business of it. You can't be mad at that to me.
Right.
You just got to move the fuck on. Hey, we let Joe Montana go. Then go to Kansas City.
Yeah, because Steve Young was that good.
Yep.
That's great.
And everybody was like, Joe still felt like he
and Joe was still out there balling.
He's like, I still can play.
So that's how you know it wasn't just a system in San Francisco.
Exactly.
Because he went and did his thing.
Right.
Joe still was the truth, yeah, in Kansas City. Oh, yeah. He went to the AFC Championship.
He just ran through the Bills. Like the Bills were whooping everybody out there. Yeah. The Cowboys.
The Bills were everybody in the AFC.
And those 4 years?
For all them years.
Yeah. Somebody lost 19 games.
Damn, that's all?
That's it. But never won, but couldn't win the Super Bowl.
I know.
And everybody in the AFC East beat their ass.
And that's why
Buffalo Washington beat them. The Giants beat them, and we beat them twice. All 4 years.
That's why
NFC East.
That's why Buffalo niggas be having that disposition. Because they be like, first, we don't get respect like we in New York. And then we lose like little brothers.
Hey, Buffalo ain't counting. Oh, my bad.
See, it's close. Y'all might be Canadian, nigga.
My bad. Benny, the pussy gonna take me. My bad, Benny.
Oh, Benny, we fuck with you, but y'all niggas close Canadian. That's why niggas be feeling that way.
You know I fuck.
Y'all niggas feel a certain way about New York niggas, and y'all is New York, technically.
Like, they be like, hey,
New York Canadians.
Upper New York don't count, bro.
New York Canadians.
They be like, upper New York don't count, bro.
They be like, upstate New York, oh, that shit don't count. That ain't real New York. You got to be a borough, nigga. Queens, Brooklyn, or something. Manhattan or Harlem, wherever the fuck you want to call it. But, I think that we got to – who do we think needs to get – what do we think about the coaching hires? You like Dan Quinn?
I thought you meant all of them.
I mean all of them.
I think they're going, younger. Dan Quinn, an older coach, but he not super old.
Right.
But I think I think what they're trying to do is get their defense back up. Because, again, you got to win your division. You got to play defense first against them quarterbacks that he'll be going against. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's why he got Dan Quinn. Maybe he does think the enemy is good enough. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he does. But they can get takeaways or stop nobody. So it's probably because Sam Howell, he wasn't that bad.
He just wasn't great.
He ain't carrying no team.
Right. He was an average quarterback.
Take his stats.
I'm going to look up his stats, but I'm going to tell you what I think.
Go ahead.
About go ahead, hiring defensive head coaches when you have young or non-experienced or non-franchise quarterbacks. It makes it hard on the franchise because he got to hire a good offensive coordinator and good quarterback coaches and all that shit to develop these young players. And he don't got the – and most of the time they don't have the leeway. They be firing them niggas. Them niggas be losing deep head. When you got to – Bill Belichick had – before Tom Brady, he was losing Cleveland and the Jets and all that bullshit. He was winning as a defensive coordinator. He won Super Bowls. But when the defensive coordinator is the head coach and you got a no quarterback or a young quarterback or you don't know who the quarterback is, you usually have not great success. That's my best way of putting it. Not great success.
And I agree with that.
You need a young
offense. You need somebody.
Offense. Kyle Shanahan came and got Trey Lance. We had Jimmy G. We already knew what that is. Got Trey Lance. Got Brock Purdy. Worked with them. He did it with the nigga in Atlanta. What his name is? Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so he did it with some people. But once you give them a, and they could be, they'd be more successful in the short and long term when you got an offensive minded, like what's the Rams coach name? Him. He got rid of Goff. He offensive mind. McVay. He got rid of Goff and went to the Super Bowl with Goff first, and then got rid of him and won the Super Bowl.
Right. Stafford.
Who's the dude for Green Bay? He's offensive minded. Who's the dude from Miami? He offensive minded. A lot of offensive minded niggas.
And all of them come from that Shanahan
tree.
Yeah.
So see, the offensive minded quarterback's been having success, bro.
And Zach Taylor.
Defensive minded quarterback's been struggling too.
Since now the Bengals?
Yeah. Him too. Yeah, too. Exactly. So what I'm saying is it might not have been a good hire. We're going to see. We're going to see what AP could do. We're going to see what, because I believe in AP. We're going to see what Dan Quinn could do.
Yeah.
Who else got to do? Who else? OJ Mayo was.
He's at OJ Mayo.
What's that nigga name?
Who you talking about?
The coach for the Patriots.
Deron Mayo.
Oh, whatever, Mayo.
It's Jared Mayo, my bad.
Jared. Is we going to see what he's going to do.
He's defensive minded.
See?
He was a beast, too.
But so, yeah. Who is their quarterback?
Hold up. Belichick was, too.
Right. But he had Tom Brady. They got
Matt Jones. He had to create Tom Brady.
Well, he didn't.
They started with defense.
We disrespected Drew Bledsoe. Drew Bledsoe, good.
Yes.
And then Tom Brady took his job after he got hurt.
Right.
So.
And again, Tom Brady was that good that he didn't get his job back.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to Tom Brady.
This is Sam Howell's numbers right here.
Yeah, what's his numbers?
63% completion.
That ain't bad.
3,900 total. Mm-hmm. 21-21 touchdown picks.
21-21? 21-21.
The rapper.
How old is the nigga? Is he young?
21.
Man, that's a lot of picks. You did the same picks as touchdowns. That means you was like Brett Favre.
He born in 2000.
Oh, yeah, he's young.
So he's 23 right now.
Oh, yeah, he's young. He's still – Tom Peyton Manning shit was trash, too. His first two years.
He's been there 2 years.
2-3 years, something like that. So maybe Sam Howell could be it.
He was way better than I thought he was in North Carolina.
If you can't get a quarterback better than Sam Howell in there, you got to work with Sam Howell. And the enemy, that's going to be your job.
He's a fifth-round pick.
Usually fifth-round picks go to better teams, but – I don't know.
They picked them up because they needed one.
They needed a quarterback, yeah.
But it was like.
So, Sam Howell, you ain't that bad, but
Dan Quinn, you're going to see what he's going to do. But, you know, he got all them players on Dallas defense. So he probably bring some of that.
True.
But, and they ain't in the division. So
he might know some shit about y'all. And Washington beat y'all next year two times, you know he cheated.
They beat us sometime when we be bullshit. Even without.
Yeah. Hey, it happens. Division games is hard, bro. You never know who can win that shit.
Dan Quinn, the Raiders.
Hey, AP.
The Pro Bowl this weekend down Pro in Orlando.
Yeah, it's in Orlando. I thought it was in Hawaii or here somewhere.
Well, it ain't here no more because these Vegas people keep messing up, beating these players up.
Hey, this y'all put franchises in Vegas, y'all got to expect holes, car accidents, drinking and driving, all the shit that comes along with Vegas.
They
don't think
here.
That these young 22, 23, 24-year-olds is not is going to be responsible with alcohol all night, holes, and coke.
And millions of dollars.
And millions of dollars. What the fuck? If you get that to some 50-year-old niggas, they going to wild out. Mm-hmm. Live their fucking old childhood over.
Hey, make sure everybody tune in next week. We got a two-hour show for the Super Bowl.
We need some call-ins. We
connected with Sir Charles. He'll be on the show with us.
Sir Charles. We're going to get Andreas Hell. If he's available, he's a busy man, but he said he might call in.
And we got a lot of people calling in, checking in. The people that's here.
Y'all call in.
We need y'all to call in. We got a two-hour show.
To win the Super Bowl.
Tell you who y'all think going to win. And why? And where the party's at?
Yep. Where the coke and hoes? Where Cliff Kingsbury? He want to go to?
We gonna go there. That's why
we ain't doing no coke though.
That's why they in Lake Las Vegas. Can't nobody go to Lake Las Vegas now. That's why the players at.
Oh yeah, that's where the players at. Huh? They all the niggas.
Watch out!
Them niggas still been gambling. They been gambling in the room.
Oh, they got
this nigga 21.
They got Tino down there.
Oh, mm-hmm. They said they don't want no players gambling.
Dude. They don't want their betting. They're betting. That's what they mean. They don't want their betting.
Hey, players, if any of y'all want to bet, call me. I'll place a bet for you for 10%.
And I'm on half.
Oh, he's I ain't going to go to him. I only want 10%. If you win,
half. Bernie Mac.
Oh, shit. This was a good show. I started off with these show. Niggas good out, show. And I'm ending it with you niggas sit down and watch the fucking real team play in the Super Bowl. Don't talk.
This is for you.
And give, hey, to all you Niner fan haters, all you Niner fan haters, we know y'all rooted for Green Bay. We know y'all rooted for Detroit. And now we know y'all going to root for the Chiefs.
That's what
it's okay. When we beat their ass, y'all going to root for us to move from the Bay.
The refs, too.
Like the Raiders did. Y'all will always root against whatever we do.
All kind
but
of,
guess what? This is Hufunga, you hoes.
It's going to be all kind of throw up orange.
Look, cousin.
Throw up scarlet.
Well, anyway, like I was saying, we're going to take North Carolina money line and the over for the fire bet today.
Ooh, I like Duke.
North Carolina's playing Duke. I got North Carolina money line and
Duke
the
without
over.
Coach K.
That's all I got.
For Clue Cooks.
I like Duke. So somebody going to lose.
It's going to be Duke.
Hey.
It is going to be Duke.
I'll take.
Thank y'all for tuning in to the Undrafted.
What are we going to guard with?
Smush, yo. I'm your host, I'm Big Chill, a.k.a. Sugar Doshi the Great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me with my co-host.
Q Mecca, two checks up. Rest in peace to my brother, Tragic. Rest in peace to Rich Brother, Mike, all the brothers.
My brother, Ben Marcus. Brother,
Shug Brother, all the brothers that passed away. We miss y'all.
Thank y'all, ladies.
Thank the ladies for thank everybody who support us.
Y'all always got us.
Y'all always got us. When we get rich, we gonna get y'all nails and eyelashes.
And we gonna help y'all out.
And when we broke, y'all gonna cook for us. Some niggas need food.
I'm working hard.
When I see you,
chill down. Remember, boss lady got on a bougie scarf, and she thinks she gonna bubble around because she got the scarf on.
Hey,
bang, bang, on her. Bang.
Go to YouTube, Undrafted All Thoughts Podcast Show. Subscribe, follow, like, share, all that.
Do everything. Support your black-owned businesses. Hot 702.5.
And DP Kevin Kitchen, we'll be on our way to right now.
DP Kevin Kitchen. Put your kids if they don't respect nobody.
Beat their ass.
Don't beat them. Just
beat their ass.
Remember, OTC is more our concept for you is down for and lift for
butter, so I stick them in the pocket like these chains. The Dodge range, niggas think they flame. Have a great motherfucking weekend. We out.